good to see y'all tonight. While you're standing, let's go to the Lord in prayers. And it's just a wonderful way to open up, just knowing what the promises of God and what He's done for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name. If we have any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight,
go ahead, sister.
Anyone else on the right side of the spoken prayer request tonight, Miss Susan?
Greg Bailey is actually in cousin. He got COVID. He's in hospital for 6 days.
He came home today.
Oh, he came home today.
On the oxygen. Yeah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. All right. Sounds good. Praise God. Anyone else on the right side? I don't want to miss anyone. Anyone on the left side? I thought I saw a hand earlier. Okay. Praise the Lord. I don't want to miss anybody. Anyone up on the roster tonight?
There's so many prayer requests on the text.
Oh, yes.
Billy's mother, Linda Gaddis. Logan Teal's working.
Yes, I saw that.
There's a brain bleed. I'm missing. There's a couple
Michelle
more.
Cunningham.
Michelle Cunningham. I know, it just bombarded them.
And
I saw that name, yes. That's. Well, I handed Lane the phone and said, read them to me as we're driving down the road. Absolutely, so many. God knows each and every one. He definitely does. Anyone else on the roster? I know Brother Keith Staten, too, you had an extra, you had requested another, the Lord touch the situation.
Yep.
Actually, I didn't want to leave you out. And the testimonies you're giving us so far is great. God's great, isn't
it? All the time. I can't thank Him enough for what He's done for me personally, just in the last few days. God is a big God.
Amen.
But there's one thing that I know for sure, God will get your attention. You may not think He can, but He will.
Amen.
And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. I went the hard way. Then He got my attention, but I'm going to tell you right now, He's a great God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Miss Penny?
Let's remember Brother Terry LaCroix. I talked to Connie Monday night, I think is when I talked to her. And they did some surgery on him, but they didn't do the surgery that they're planning on doing. And she basically said, he needs a miracle. I mean, it's a possibility he could lose his feet. And he needs a miracle. So we really need to pray for him.
Oh, yes. Just as if, and I know we all felt it, and I'm just going to say this, that, we talk about powerful services and powerful times of the Lord's Spirit, the Holy Spirit runs, and we just do feel His presence. There's times like this that when we really sincerely seek the Lord, and I know we're a praying church, and I know we believe, but I've said this probably too many, y'all are probably tired of me saying it, but there's times we really need to reach the throne of God, and in these situations, Brother Terry and all the others, it's going forward, especially all the COVID cases, and the numbers keep popping different directions, so. If any unspoken prayer requests, too, if you'd just show by raising your hand. Oh, goodness. God sees each and every one. Brother Eddie, would you lead us in our evening prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You. We love You, God, for Your mercy, for Your grace, for Your giving us this opportunity to gather here tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that Your
Spirit will
anoint this service, every part of it tonight. God, every song that's sung, every word that's spoken.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be for Your honor, for Your glory. Father, we do remember the many who are suffering. God, there's so many who are sick and afflicted. Father, we know that You're aware of each and every need tonight.
Oh,
we
yes,
release
Lord.
Our faith to You, God, believing that all things are possible. Praying, God, that You would touch those who are in need tonight. Bless them, heal them, strengthen and anoint their bodies tonight, God. Lord, I pray for the lost tonight, too, God, that You would stir their hearts. God, I
yes.
pray that You would help them to find an old-fashioned altar of repentance. Father, I ask, too, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us in this service. And we'll look to You, dear Lord, to give You all the praise and the honor and the glory. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated if you can. We're going to call on some special singers, but first I have the announcement that we had also announced this Sunday, the new announcement about the Overcomers Outreach. It's a really exciting things are happening in that ministry, and I know all of our ministries are just blossoming, it seems. There's such a need and such a direction that we need, but don't forget, on Thursday nights at 7:30, the Overcomers Outreach is out in the Children's Church, And starting tomorrow night, the 23rd, there will be a new addition to a class. It's really exciting to see the direction they're going, but it's going to be an all-ladies class. Give an opportunity for those that feel more comfortable in that type setting to release some of the burdens, to be able to speak and to ask questions and to be directed by God. And so we're going to ask y'all to not only be in much prayer for our Overcomers Outreach Ministry, but also pass the word around. Because I understand that Sister Ashley and Sister Misty are going to be handling that class, of course, with Brother Keith, and he's here tonight. If there's anything else you need to add to it. But we just want God just to multiply. And as he told me the other day, and I'm going to let you say it, that it doesn't have to be about an addiction. Go ahead, Brother Keith. Go give you just a, go ahead and add to that, whatever you want to add. The way you put it to me the other day was moving. Absolutely. And there's a lot that's involved in the stress that's going through with all these announcements and everything that we're hearing right now. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and take the offering at this time. And I'll ask Brother Thomas, if you would, if you'd ask the Lord. To... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Also remember the homecoming Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to forget that announcement. I've already been reminded of that one again. This Sunday morning is homecoming 2020. Remember, invite somebody. Let the word out to anyone that used to come here, want to come here, or your visitors. It'd be a perfect time for them to come. A great time we're having the Lord with our homecoming. The only difference will be this year, which is a major difference, is that we will not have food this time. It'll be a time of worship and a great time to be together. Homecoming 2020 will be this Sunday. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Great. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Alrighty. All right. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your house, Lord. We give you praise and honor, Lord, for all the goodness in our life. Especially bless all those, Lord, not able to be here, Lord. Especially bless the offering for the purpose of that work, Lord. Bless all those that have to give, especially those who don't. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Just want to say before I sing this song that I thank Sister Penny for opening her house to us ladies to have Bible study, and the one that we're doing now is about the book of James, and it really has touched my heart and it's opened my eyes to a lot of things. Today Sister Brenda and I were working through our book and working on it, and I was like, my goodness. And even yesterday I was like, Lord, forgive me. But today it was talking about love your neighbor, and it was just a good lesson, and it just touched my heart, and it made me think of this song called The Broken Ones. Just listen to the words of it.
Maggie came home one day with a raggedy, raggedy Ann. She said, Mama, look what I found in the neighbor's garbage can. Had a missing left arm and a right button eye hanging by a thread. She carried it gently up to her room and laid it on her bed with her other dog. She loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. She sees the diamond in the rough and makes them shine like new. It really doesn't take that much, a willing heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved like she does, it'd be a lot less broken ones. Shelter on 18th Avenue. A 17-year-old girl showed up all black and blue. Needle tracks in takes her hand and says, come on in. She loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. She sees the diamond in the rough and makes them shine like new. It really doesn't take that much, a willing heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved like she does, there'd be a lot less broken ones.
and music fills the night. When you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus. Your final heartbeat, we'll kiss this world goodbye. We'll go in peace and laugh on glory's side. We'll fly to Jesus. We'll fly to Jesus. We'll fly to Jesus.
God indeed. There's no way to do anything but just brag on Jesus, how great He is. Amen. But I was asked too to sing a little bit of this song tonight, How Great Thou Art. And then we'll ask Miss Jennifer to do a song and turn it over to Brother Eddie. But I want to do it differently tonight, a little different. It's not about me, it's about Him. So I want to ask all y'all that will, that know the words, and you probably all know them a lot better than I do. I still have to get a piece of paper. But God is great. And when you can sing a song like that, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what the storms are, that we can follow Jesus, or in that glory time. And God has created each and everything for us that we have something to stand on, and that's the rock, and that is Jesus Christ. So y'all sing with me as we sing just two verses.
Savior God, to Thee, how great
sing this one.
Then sings my soul.
God in this house. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. As Miss Jennifer and Brother Keith prepare a song for us, and like I said, we'll turn over to Brother Eddie. I have a quick testimony. For those of you, and I know there were so many things God was doing and does every day, but I got to witness a beautiful miracle. And all I'm going to say is God knows exactly what it is. But I'm going to add this. I saw God turn tears in a frown into the prettiest smile these last couple of days. And my God is a great God.
Yes, amen.
And He is worthy to be praised in everything that we do. And may we all be a living, just worship Him, living praises and just lifting Him up. And I know there's a lot of prayer requests out there tonight. The text, things that was going on, from corneas being scratched to sicknesses, people being in the hospital with the Corbett stuff and everything else, and those that are really unknown. But to hear the testimonies of praise and know that God will, and I have enough faith in Him to know that we can claim it even as we see it or before we see it done, because our faith is in Him. Our hope is in Him. And I just want to praise the Lord. All right. Miss Jennifer.
God. We're going to sing God is My Refuge. Because God is indeed my refuge tonight. Amen. I worship as we sing. When clouds of doubt hover o'er me, storm clouds toss me to and fro. I can go. Cause He's a ship for every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure. And in times like this, it's good to know. From the shelter up ahead, I could not see those dark clouds so heavy it rained. And then the wind blew so hard against me, He called out and I ran to Him. And I'll never wonder again. God is my
God is a refuge. Amen. Strong and mighty tower. Amen. I find myself running into that tower quite often. Amen. Especially during the day and the hour that we're going through. I don't know what people do that don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you what, it's almost unbearable, amen, to even think what people could do, would do, be able to do without the Lord. But I'm so glad that we have Him living and abiding within us. Good to see you on a Wednesday night. Just good to hear these wonderful songs. Amen. Wasn't they precious tonight? Every song was just uplifting and such a blessing. And we thank God for that. And we thank God for you. And we do encourage you to continue to pray for those. I know that they send out prayer requests, and I know that we pray during our services, but let's continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Many people are still struggling. Sister Penny mentioned Brother Terry. It's been 8 weeks or more that he's been struggling with this. So, and there's others too. So let's not just pray for them one time, and let's continue to remember them and lift them up and hold them up before the Lord. Man, we miss them when they're not here, and so many of our folks are sick. We do have several that are traveling, and we pray that God would keep them safe during their travels. If you have your Bibles tonight for just a little while, let's go to the book of St. John in the 9th chapter, the book of St. John, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Has God been good to anybody? Can I just see a way? Amen. Now take that other hand and put it together for the Lord. Amen. Give Him praise. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Reading from the book of St. John, beginning in chapter number 9, verse number 1. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's holy and precious word. And as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. But that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Can we pray tonight? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we just love and thank you, God, for your grace, for your mercy. God, for your abundant love and the opportunity that you've given us and the desire that you've placed in our hearts to meet together tonight. God, I pray that we would be in one mind and in one accord, receptive to your word, receptive to your Holy Spirit. God, just speak to us. Give us that word from heaven, God, that you would have us to hear and help us to be obedient to your word. Father, again, we do remember those who are suffering. Many are sick and afflicted, and we pray, God, for your continuing healing virtue to reach out to each and every one. Asking you now, Lord, just to anoint these lips of clay. God, anoint this vessel, God, that you might speak to us tonight. And God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you love the Lord, one more hand clap and you may be seated. Tonight, if I had a message title, it would be simply, Now I See. Now I See. You know, one thing about following Jesus and His many parables that He taught and just the way that He conducted Himself and how He ministered, it seems to me that Jesus never bypassed an opportunity to be able to teach the Word to those that were around Him. Many times as He would heal folks, He would also teach in a parable or in a form. And tonight, I believe this message follows that format absolutely the way that Jesus intended it to be. First of all, I want to touch on what He first said. The disciples were walking by and they looked at this blind man. Now, this wasn't the first blind man that Jesus had healed, but He did it in a different manner. And again, I think that He seized this opportunity to make a point to the disciples. But the disciples asked Him, and they thought, Lord, you know, surely this blind man has sinned somewhere in his life, or his mother or his father, that he is in this terrible condition, that he was born blind and to this day has not been able to see. Jesus answered them very plain and plain and boldly. He said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I want us to dwell on that for just a few moments, if we may, before we go on tonight. Understand that Jesus has a reason. He has a purpose for everything. We often talk about the plan of God and the acts of the Lord and how that he's so much farther ahead of us. And sometimes we don't understand. We don't recognize the way that the Lord wants to move in our lives sometimes. And I remember that when Kevin was born and he was in the hospital in Eggleston for 21 days in intensive care. And there was a person there who's also was later on, and he was witnessing to Penny. And I believe he worked with Penny at one time. But he was sharing with them that there had to be sin in somebody's life, either hers or mine, one, that Kevin was going through that he was. And that was God's way, amen, basically of punishing the sin. And you know, I don't read in the Bible where God is a vengeful God like that. And it really upset Penny quite often, or really quite bad, every time she would think about it and talk about it. And we began to read and study, and we came across this particular passage of Scripture, and it was very uplifting to us. And you know, God did spare Kevin's life, and Kevin has been a blessing. He's given me an opportunity to witness about the sustaining and the healing power of God, probably more so than anything else other than the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost that God has blessed me with, and I thank God for that. But we understand that God has a reason for certain things. And here, Jesus said it was reason that so that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I mean, he knows there's a time and place, and the time and place doesn't always measure up to what our desires are. Amen. God knows best, and God has a reason for what is going through. Many times we're sick, we're afflicted, we pray, we don't understand why God hasn't done it immediately. But understand that God has a reason for that, and God will get honor and glory, I believe, with all of my heart. In fact, if God has ever healed you, if he's ever touched you or made a way for you, you certainly need to make that a noise abroad. And every opportunity that you get, you need to understand that you need to glorify and praise the Lord. So Jesus said it's for the glory of God, so that the works of God should be manifest in him. And he told him, basically, his disciples said, I got to work now. I don't, understanding that Jesus knew that his time was limited here on this earth. And then when he had thus spoken, he did something that he hadn't done before. He went over to the blind man, and the Bible describes it this way. He said he spat on the ground, and when he spat on the ground, he made a spittle or a type of clay and mixed it in, and he put it on the eyes of the blind man. Now, how many knows that Jesus could have simply spoke the word, amen, and the blinded eyes would have been opened? He's done that before. But this time he saw it necessary, or not necessary, but he took advantage of a teaching situation, I believe, and I believe he knew exactly what he was doing. When he spat on the ground, he made the spittle, and the Bible says he anointed the blind man's eyes, and he gave him a commandment. He said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, he was specific. There were other pools. There were other wells around. But Jesus was specific. How many knows that Jesus knows exactly what he's doing? Amen. We don't have to ask him, are you sure? Or, Lord, do you really know what you're asking me to do? If we will just simply be obedient and submissive to the word of the Lord, amen, God will get the honor and glory. He said, no, you've got to go to the pool of Siloam. And the Bible goes ahead and tells us here, through the interpretation, it is sent. This interpretation is the Hebrew interpretation, which means sent. If you hear, or if you adhere to the Greek Bible too, and you see the Greek definition, the Greek takes it a little further and says it's sending forth or gushing out, which really describes the pool. The pool of Siloam, from what I understand, was basically two pools in one. One was a lower pool and one was an upper pool. And the lower pool was the one that was what we would call maybe a spring, where the water kind of protrudes out of the rock, and this is what it was. It was this particular pool, the water did come from out of the rocks. But when we see a spring like that, we don't always see exactly where that water's coming from, but it's bubbling up and it's gushing out. So this particular pool was called the Pool of Siloam, or sent, or sending out, or gushing forth. Now you say, Brother Eddie, what's all that geographically information about? Because I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ took advantage of this as a type and shadow, amen, of being born again. Because how many times do we relate that when we were in sin, we were blinded, amen, by the carnal sin, by the carnality of our life, by the fleshly desires, and we didn't see that anything that we were doing was harmful or hurtful until the scales basically fell from our eyes, until our spiritual eyes were open, and then we begin to see, Lord Jesus, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want you to come into my life. And then we describe it so many times, I was blind, but now I see. So the Lord used the earth, He used this spittle in a type and a shadow of the fleshly or the carnal flesh, or that part of us that has us blinded. And you know, when I was in sin, I thought everything was all right. Come on, sometimes I might feel a little bad about it, but I got over it real quick. But it was because I couldn't see spiritually what a difference that asking Jesus Christ to come into my life would be. So He made this spittle, He put it on His eyes, and He said, "Go to the Pool of Siloam and wash." And you know, that signifies, I love that gushing forth. How many can relate to that? How many can remember the night you got saved? Or the day you got saved? Or the revival you got saved? Wherever it was. You know, we always say the night you got saved. Aren't you glad that the Lord can save you in the daytime too? Amen. Because I quit saying that because I realize that some folks got saved in Sunday school. Some folks got saved in vacation Bible school. Some folks got saved in youth camp. God's just not a God of the night. He's a God of the day as well. Amen. So wherever you were, whatever that time and place was, aren't you thankful, amen, that the Lord came into your life, and then you begin to see, you saw with spiritual eyes then, and not the fleshly desires of the eyes of this world. So He came back, and He came back seeing. He said, and then He goes on, and of course they was talking about what happened here, and he didn't really know, didn't know what happened. All he knew that he was once was blind, but then he saw. And I want us to go over to the book of Acts now. I want us to take a little road, a journey to a different road. Here we find in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, reading verses number 17 and 18. In the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, this is concerning the conversion of Saul, who would be converted and become Paul the Apostle. In verse number 17, "And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized." Now I want to talk about the conversion here. In just a matter of days, Saul, who was yet breathing out threatenings to the children of God and to the Christian churches and to the Christian movement. Saul, in fact, he was on his way to Damascus, and he was going to apprehend. In fact, he had said that he was going, I'm paraphrasing now, but those that were followers of Christ, he was going to actually apprehend them and, if need to, bring them bound back in. And some folks even were beaten and some were killed, amen, because they thought that they was doing God's service. But how many knows that God can change your mind? How many knows that God can change your direction? Amen. And the Apostle Paul was going, and this light shone down, and Saul was blinded. And immediately, let's go over to the preceding page here so that we can get it right in chronological order. And he said in verse 5, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Look, he has not received his sight yet. There was something
he needed to do. Amen. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Amen. Glory to God. How many has ever had the Lord speak to you? And in any kind, in a still small voice or a thundering voice or whatever, it is wonderful to know that God, and we think about the God of the creation, the God of the universe, loves us enough to take the time to speak to our hearts. Amen. And to speak to us. He can calm us during the night. He can calm us through the storm. But it's wonderful to hear from the Lord. And the Bible says, and the men which were journeying with him stood speechless. They heard a voice, but saw no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. I understand, you know, Jesus immediately healed so many people that were blinded. But again, he had a purpose for Saul here, because even though his eyes were opened, he could not see yet. Let me take you back to a time. The first time you heard the plan of salvation, the first time you heard an anointed preacher open up the Word of God and say, you must be born again, you must be filled with His Spirit, you must repent of your sinful nature. How many knows we saw with our natural eyes, but we didn't really see spiritually? Took me a long time to understand what being born again means. Took me a long time to understand that God would love me enough to forgive me of my sinful nature. I could see naturally, but I couldn't see spiritually. But how many knows, and I can give a personal testimony. There was one night in Rockmart, Georgia, when I went down to an altar, and symbolically, spiritually, it was like the pool of Siloam. Because that night, my eyes were not only opened, but I received a gushing. How many can relate? I received a sending forth. Amen. It was not natural water, but it was that living water. And I remembered what Jesus said, I am that living water. And soon my spiritual eyes began to be opened up, and I was filled with a spirit, amen, that I knew was real. I knew it wasn't just emotion. I knew it wasn't just something that made me feel good, but I knew something had taken place in my life. A true, genuine, born again experience with the Lord. A gushing forth, if you would. And from that night forward, my spiritual eyes were open. Didn't mean I knew everything about the Scriptures. It just meant that I knew that what the Lord had done for me. And what's that song? It says, nobody can tell it like you can. Amen. Nobody can explain your baptism into the Spirit. Nobody can explain your conversion like you did, because it happened to you personally. So his natural eyes were open, but still his spiritual eyes were not. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand. Thank God. Some precious saint of God took me when I couldn't see real good and led me by the hand. Amen. If I was to give an opportunity for each one of you tonight, I'm pretty sure that you could mention one or two people that were so important in your life that led you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When you were hungry for a spiritual move of God, when you desired it, but you still really couldn't see it spiritually, but somebody took you by the hand while you were still, amen, not able to see. When they led you and they opened up those Scriptures to you, they began to pray with you, and maybe they were the ones that were in the altar with you that night that you prayed through, and you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life. Do you remember, can you remember them by name, a precious saint, a mom, a dad, a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, somebody? They took you and they led you by the hand. Amen. And they led him into Damascus, and he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. That saint of God said, Lord, I'm here. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Whatever you want me to sing, I'll sing. And the Lord says, unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Remember those promises? Oh, wait a minute, Lord. I know I said I'll go anywhere. I know I said I'll do anything, but that's Saul. Lord, let me tell you something. He hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, and he might receive his sight. Then Ananias said, or answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on my name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. But this is Saul. This is Saul who could have me apprehended, who could have me arrested. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Why? To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now I see. Lord, I didn't see what you was taking me from. I didn't see where you were taking me into. Lord, I just so thankful that now that my spiritual eyes are open. You know, and God is still revealing things to his people today. We don't always understand. As we started off this message tonight, we don't always understand the sickness, the affliction. You know, I'm sure the three Hebrew children were not really understanding why, that if they were the only ones that didn't bow to that idol, that now they were being punished and thrown into a fiery furnace. You know, but again, it was for the glory of God. Amen. Daniel in the lion's den. Who got the honor and glory? The God of Daniel. Many, many times we don't understand. Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I suffering? God, you're a God that's at hand, and I believe that all things are possible. And the Bible says if we'll just pray and ask, believing that you can do things that man cannot do. And Lord, when I'm sick, the Bible says call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and pray the prayer of faith. I mean, he knows that sometimes God has a reason, God has a plan. Just like the little blind man that had been blind from birth, and Jesus happened by. And the first question the disciples asked, what is it in his life that's causing all of this misery? And you know what? If people are not careful, they'll be just exactly like those disciples. When they see a precious saint of God who's suffering and just seems like one trial after another, or one hurt or one sickness or pain or affliction, one right after another. And if that saint is not really prayed up so many times, they'll say, well, I wonder what in the world's wrong with that sister. Or that brother, I wonder if they've missed it with God. You know, that's just the natural human being. But you know what? We got to understand, Jesus said, no, it wasn't because of the sin. It was for the works of God. Amen. It was for the glory and honor of God. What you may be going through now, and you don't understand it, you can't realize why you hadn't got that healing. You can't realize why God hadn't opened up those spiritual eyes. Maybe it is for a time, a designated place. Maybe it's for someone. Maybe it's for someone that needs to see that miracle performed in your life. Whatever the reason is, we know that God has a reason for everything. And in verse number 17 again, now we get back to where Ananias has now obeyed the Lord, and he's coming before Paul, and he says, Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul. Think about the faith it took to do that. He just had said, you know, Saul, I'm a little bit afraid of him because, you know, he's already been responsible for having people and Christians beaten and all. And what if I go in and he's in a bad mood? And, you know, what if he has me beaten? Or what? Even worse, what if he has me killed? But how many knows it's better to obey God than man? Amen. So he says, Ananias goes in, putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, and immediately there fell what? From his eyes as it had been scales. You know, that saying was an old English saying, and it carries through even today. And what that means basically is when you finally realized whatever you were seeing, you became a believer of that. In other words, you know, you couldn't see it. You understood it, but you really couldn't see it clearly until the scales fell from his eyes. They were not natural scales. They were not things that were actually covered. But it's so such a symbolic nature of the way that Jesus put the mud and he put anointed his eyes. And I thought about the stuff. And you know, if you've ever got mud on your hands, sometimes it gets crusty before you can wash it off. And I thought about, Lord, you know, that's just a perfect type and shadow of the receiving of your sight. Amen. When the natural scales or the spiritual scales fall from our eyes and we're able to see the plan of salvation. So many times we don't see it the first time we hear it. We don't even see it sometimes the first time that we read it. If I had the very first time I'd ever heard the plan of salvation preached, I'd have went to the altar and got saved that night. But I didn't. Amen. Because of those natural eyes or those scales that blocked my sin. But thank God, I'm so glad that God is a God of second chances, aren't you? Not only for second chances, but third and fourth and fifth. Because many, many times, I did not answer the call of God. I did not go right away. I put it off for whatever reason. But I'm so thankful that that night that I did go, that spiritual sight came to me and now realize, and I know now without a shadow of a doubt, I can't make it without Jesus. But I do know that with Jesus Christ, all things are possible. Amen. And we're going to make it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful? Amen, that he opened up your eyes. Aren't you thankful that he filled you with his Holy Spirit? Amen, and now he walks hand in hand with us and takes up his abode within us. So thank God for the ability to see the Scripture, to see the plan of salvation, and to see that there is a real infilling of the Spirit of the Lord in our lives to lead us and guide us and direct us. I'm so thankful that the Lord is there with us. I don't know about you, but I have to have him daily. Every day of my life, I can't go one day without him. But you know what? I've always found him to be attentive. I've always found him to be compassionate. And I've always found him to be forgiving. Amen. Just because that we accepted the Lord doesn't mean sometimes we slip and fall. Amen. But how many were so thankful for his mercy, for his grace, amen, and for his plenteous righteousness, the Bible says. His forgiveness is so much beyond our ability to comprehend. God bless you tonight. We love you so dearly. Appreciate each and every one of you. Didn't mean to keep you very long tonight. I just wanted to bring that to our hearing and understand what God can do when we open up our spiritual eyes. Again, we do want to invite you to be with us Sunday for our annual homecoming. It will be different than we've ever had before. As many years as we've been having homecoming, we've always spread the table and had plenty of food. This year we will not be doing that. We will be bypassing the natural food, but that'll give us a little more time to worship the Lord here and just be fed with that heavenly manna. And I'm expecting a great outpouring, amen, of the blessings of the Lord this Sunday. So come, bring folks with you. Hopefully we'll see some folks we hadn't seen in a long time. That's homecoming. Sometimes people that maybe used to be a member here, used to come, will come back and visit us. And we look forward to a great time in the Lord. God bless you. Would you stand tonight? Certainly do not want to dismiss without giving you an opportunity. If you need prayer for your body tonight, if you have a situation that you want us to pray about, with every head bowed and every eye closed, this is your opportunity to bring it before the Lord tonight. And we'll pray with you. And we'll pray for you. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. Is there one tonight? God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful evening. Brother Jim, if you would come and dismiss us with a word of prayer tonight.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah. Just want to praise his name. And I don't think we can say it enough that he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, ma'am.
All hearts and minds clear. Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God.
He was with me when I got to work, and I had a great day today. I want to
often thank him.
Amen.
I just thank him for, and he's still working on me. Just like, you know, the little kid called, he's still working on me.
Sure.
He's still working on me. And y'all may not believe this, but I'm not a people person. So he's working on with that too. So that, you know, I'm safe and everybody's working safe. So I thank him for that. I just thank him for everything he's doing to help me and to move along. And so y'all just keep me in your prayers. And I do thank him for him always being there.
Amen.
That's right.
There for me. Just a word, and that's all I have to say.
Hallelujah.
And I just praise him for every blessing.
That's right. It's wonderful knowing we're never alone. Amen. He's always with us.
Yes,
and it's in that faith and in our hope and everything. As we give testimonies, even if he's still working on us, God is great. All hearts and minds clear? Yes, Miss Tabitha. Absolutely. That's right.
From him dealing with cancer to me having my children, through all of these physical battles, he never left me.
Praise God.
He never will. And I'll keep on sharing.
Amen. Keep on keeping on. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, then with this prayer we'll be dismissed. And again, and we got some visitors tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're just excited about y'all being with us. And again, looking forward to the services and also Sunday school. We'll still have our regular Sunday school Sunday morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, dear Lord. We thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, for all those that are watching on the live feed or maybe watching at a later date, may they also not only see the message or hear the message, Lord, they'll be able to feel the message and feel your word as it's gone forth. And Lord, we ask for your touch. Thank you for healing. Lord, thank you for providing. Thank you for your protection, Lord. Thank you for answering prayers. And the Lord, as we prepare for our journey out of tonight, ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, again, we thank you for our pastor and his family. Continue to strengthen and guide them. And for all others, dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.